News.
It's 17 degrees and overcast. I'm Steph Crozier with 901X News. 73-year-old Alzheimer's patient William Kenneth DeShane is still missing. DeShane is last seen Tuesday evening at a boat launch at the foot of Herkimer Avenue, south of Keegan Parkway. Belleville police are asking for the public for assistance in the search. If anyone has any information of his whereabouts, they are urged to contact Belleville police. Local NDP candidate Sherry Hayes visited Loyalist College on Wednesday. Katrina Genovesen has a story.
Sherry Hayes came to campus looking for votes. She met with groups of students while she was here. She also took time to outline what she would focus on if elected as the Hastings Prince Edward MPP.
I have spent my working career advocating on behalf of people. That's what I've been doing. I've worked in the not-for-profit sector for over 25 years. So working with people who weren't getting what they needed, weren't getting what they deserved. And I see being an MPP is no different. It's working on behalf of the people and ensuring that they get what they need. And I think I'm a very excellent advocate. I'm a strong advocate. And I genuinely care about people. And I think it's time that we have government that actually does put people first, as opposed to big corporations and banks and insurance companies that are lining their pockets while everyday people like you and I get left behind.
While Hayes is confident in her campaign, polls show Hayes in third place in the last week before the election. Katrina Genovesen, QNET News, Belleville.
Loyalist College's TV new media program has been hit with a bit of Hollywood. People from the Quinney area tried out for various roles in two student-made film productions last night. Casting director Sydney Shepherd says it's an exciting time for theater students.
It's very overwhelming, but it's also very, very rewarding. Look at all the people who came out. It's very, very fun and energetic and fast-paced. So it's a new experience, but a good one.
On top of the two films, the students will also produce a 10-show television series. One last audition is set for tomorrow from 9:30 to 6 at the Quinty Mall. Canada's High Court decision to support Vancouver's safe injection site for drug users is being cheered by doctors and addicts.
Okay, everybody, we won!
About 150 people gathered at the downtown Eastside injection site to hear the news. Dr. Julio Montaner of the BC Centre for Excellence in HIV/AIDS says the court's message to the federal government was clear that drug addiction is about health and isn't a criminal matter.
A very clear message to Stephen Harper that the time has come for him to abandon his ideology regarding drug addiction.
Former heroin addict Shelley Tomish says she wouldn't be alive today without the clinic, and she hopes to see other safe injection sites across the country soon. Terry Theodore, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
That's 901X News to 303. Here's Miller Reynolds with sports.
There are 10 games in the OHL tonight. Games of local interest include the Belleville Bulls traveling to Oshawa for a 7:35 game, Peterborough visiting Kingston at 7:30, and Niagara hosting Barrie at 7. NHL action is kicking off in Sweden. The New York Rangers are in Europe for a preseason game against Frölunda. It's one of 9 exhibition games. Elsewhere, Toronto visits Detroit, Edmonton is at Minnesota, and Nashville visits Winnipeg. In Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay will head west to Texas at 5:07, and at 8:37, Detroit will visit the New York Yankees. All eyes will be on an untested rookie pitcher as baseball's playoffs open today. Tampa Bay sends rookie Matt Moore to the mound against Texas in one of two American League Division Series. Moore has played just 9-plus innings in the majors but allowed only 3 earned runs in his last 3 appearances. LeBron James was among several NBA players who arrived for labor meetings with owners today in New York. Both sides are prepared to talk through the weekend to save the regular season that is scheduled to begin November 1st. Meanwhile, Kobe Bryant could be on his way to Italy. Virtus Bologna says the team has a verbal agreement for Bryant to play about 10 games in the Italian league. Sidney Crosby has not yet been cleared to play, but is expected to accompany the Pittsburgh Penguins on their season-opening road trip. Crosby hasn't missed any training camp practices, but hasn't been cleared for contact as he recovers from a concussion he suffered 8 months ago. The Penguins open their season October 6th at Vancouver before facing Calgary on October 8th and Edmonton the following night. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
This afternoon will be cloudy with showers and a high of 16 degrees. Later in the evening, we'll have some light showers and a low of 12. Mix of sun and clouds Saturday with a low of 5. At 3:05, it's 17 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds. News is next at 4 o'clock.
Quiddy's New Rock Song.